Society has this sneaky way of making us believe that we should actually be relishing every moment of the daily grind. Well, spoiler alert, that's not always the case. Today, we have honest conversation about the myth of loving every minute and explore why it's okay not to be head over heels for the daily grind.
You're listening to Honest Women, the podcast for every woman who's trying to juggle the relationships, roles, and responsibilities that come with modern womanhood and finding it all just a little harder than she thought it would be. We're your hosts, Andrea Berkeley
and Jessica Hutchison, your new besties who just happen to be therapists. And while we believe that life is hard and there's no tip or trick that will solve that, it does get just a little bit easier when we can be real with each other and talk about it honestly.
You're listening to Honest Women.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Jessica.
Today, I want to talk about the daily grind and get kind of down and dirty into why we have a daily grind and kind of the expectations that we set about it. So I'm going to start with a quick story.
Story time.
The idea to talk about the daily grind came from one of our beloved listeners, which I'm super excited to do another episode that revolves around one of our listeners.
Yes.
She was talking about her day in and day out. And the lens, without reading it specifically, but the lens in which she was talking is shame-based. I heard a little bit of shame in it. Certainly guilt about her day in and day out. So backstory, she is a stay-at-home mom. Her kids are a lot older, so they don't need her on a day-to-day basis as much as they did when they were younger. And while they have changed, her day-to-day has changed a little, but that daily grind, get up, help them get ready, if they even need it, get off to school, then there's laundry and dishes and all the household stuff. And the premise of her email is really, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be motivated? Why can't I get up and do these things? They're not hard to do. But what she said she finds herself doing is getting back into bed and just going to sleep.
That sounds like depression.
Oh, I know. So without clinically diagnosing here, right? My first thought when I read this was, okay, why do we think or why do we not think that the daily grind is going to give us purpose first? And two, normalizing that oftentimes the daily grind can be very depressing.
Yeah.
Perhaps lead us into actual depression. So not feeling depressed, but being two different things, right? So talk to me a little bit about what you consider your daily grind.
The thing that comes up for me is all of these repetitive tasks that are never done. And this sense definitely started for me when I had kids. And you and I both spent a few years at home. We were not the best at it, as our listeners will know. Yeah, it was not great. And one of the things that just, like, it really sucked my will to live was this sense of, like, get up and feed and clean and feed and clean and feed and clean. Things have changed because I have older kids now, but actually those things haven't changed. It is always on the family to-do list. Laundry has to get done this weekend. Rooms need to be tidied up. The bathroom has to get clean. And then it is that drumbeat of the day is like breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Why do they eat so much?
Why do they eat so much? I'm like, who wants to try intermittent fasting?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just task after task with no end. Like, I'm never going to get to the end of making the food. That's what I think about when I think of daily grind.
Yeah, the repetitive tasks. I love that you said that. My variation is kind of that same. Alarm goes off. I do my little morning routine, which actually is to help me get through the daily grind. Then it's getting the kids out the door, cooking breakfast, packing lunches, asking my children to do something 100 times, all while trying not to lose my ever-loving shit, which, go back to our So You Lost Your Shit episode. It's a good one where we talk about it.
We're starting to reference, you guys, check out the show notes. We actually do put in some effort into that. And now that we're kicking back and suggesting other episodes you might like, I swear to you, every time that I suggest an episode, I suggest So You Lost Your Shit.
Because it's normalizing. And that is part of my daily grind, honestly, is trying not to lose my ever-loving shit, which is managing my nervous system, right? So then, depending on the day, it's a variation of cleaning up, getting myself ready if I'm going to be working that day. If I'm not, that usually doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Cleaning up again, which seriously, why do small people make so big of a mess right. in such a short amount of time? It's like mm-hmm. once you clean up one thing, there's something new that needs yes. to be cleaned up. It's never ending. Then it's laundry and it's meal planning and it's mm-hmm. cooking. I mean, I'm boring myself even talking about
the daily grind. The one that sticks out to me is the kitchen. Like you can't function if your kitchen's just destroyed. And then there's just those days where you're like, I've done this 3 times today or 4 or 5. Like, where is this shit coming
where
from?
Where does it come from?
And just the sense that like, I wiped this counter already today. I swept the floor. And listeners, please understand, I am not the neatest, cleanest person in the world. Okay. Standards are low and actual ability to execute also fairly low. So it's just, I'm not talking about reaching some level of like home beautification. I'm just talking about getting through the day. And yeah, it just, honestly, at the end, if I've done this 3 or 4 or 5, or it feels like infinity times in one day, I start to feel like crushed by it.
It is a defeating feeling mm-hmm. when you can never get to the end of the pile. One time you get a layer off, a new layer comes on. And what I heard you talking a lot to when you were with your daily grind is it really doesn't matter whether you are a stay-at-home parent, whether you're mm-hmm. a working mom, whether you're a woman who does not have children. It doesn't matter. We all collectively as women have a daily grind. Grinding is grinding. And so mm-hmm. while kind of that wash, rinse, repeat might look different for us, we all share one commonality, and that's layer after layer of shame, guilt, self-doubt, and all kinds of inner criticism mm-hmm. that come as a result of the daily grind.
Yes. How we feel that we're doing and how we feel about how we feel about it. You know, it's those like layers, those meta layers of what's wrong with me that I'm not better at this, or what's wrong with me that I don't enjoy this. It just feels like a, I don't know, man. At least that's how I feel.
Let's go to logic for a hot mm-hmm. minute and actually talk about why we as women think this should be fun.
That's a good question.
Right? Why do we think this should be fun? And the only reason I want to go there is because not only from this beloved listener's email who really highlighted her own belief that right. she should enjoy this, it should right. be fun. I hear it all the time in my office and outside of my office.
Totally. You know what it is for me? And this is particular to mothers, but there's a version of this for everybody. It was this romanticized bullshit that I was fed or believed or just I came up with in my head. I don't know. It comes from our culture that there's something like glorious about motherhood, that it's this pinnacle, and that it kind of like, oh, all my hopes and dreams, like everything will be kind of come together. It's this like almost day-to-day mountaintop experience. And you captured that when you said the like enjoy every minute. What?
How is that even possible?
I know. And there's, you know, there's some funny pushback on that culturally, but for the most part, it's still the expectation is that we would enjoy every minute of being a mom. And if we don't, we're bad, right? But I don't, especially as a mom to young kids, not just the domestic stuff, but like, I'm not good at playing. I don't do that. So what I'm supposed to enjoy, okay, I've got a 9-month-old, like here's a block, Yay. Here's another block, let's put them together, let's stack them, you know? And then I look at the clock and I'm like, it's been 6 seconds since I started this. And this is brutal, you know? But, you know, there's that version of it for moms, for like stay-at-home moms. And then there's that kind of like overcomer, even like high excitement, sexiness to the idea of working.
Oh, yeah. High-powered, independent women. That was right. romanticized too.
It is. It's this, you know, we're going to go, and we grew up watching like Sex in the City and, you know,
Friends.
Yes. Or like Suits, you know, all these people in their professional things, and their lives are so engaging and steamy and exciting. And they wear high heels and they go around and they have important power meetings. And, you know, like it's that business bitch, that, you know, boss bitch kind of thing. And I got to tell you, I've worked as an accountant, you know, even in sales, which was a little bit better because There were human interactions. There's just a lot of, I mean, even in being a therapist, again, like the actual time of spending time with my clients, I'm in it. This is why I am doing this now, right?
Totally.
But there's just so much bullshit around the rest of it. Like open my calendar, send an email, answer an email, do billing, make notes. Like I do not feel like a boss bitch.
It's not glamorous. And I think I might actually die a little inside with the daily grind stuff. So mm-hmm. what you speak to is with daily grind, there's no reward system. You don't get right. pat on the back for doing laundry or doing notes or scheduling right. a client or there's no reward system for your meal plan being done mm-hmm. on Sunday night. It's mm-hmm. just is.
Right.
Let me read you a couple quotes. I became a love and hater of quotes in the past probably decade.
Yeah.
Because I realized how many quotes set you up for failure and make you feel like shit because they're mm-hmm. stupid or from a mm-hmm. different century. It was actually because I walked into a therapist's office one time and there was a quote. And I think the quote was, if you want to be happy, then just be happy. And I was like, fuck that bullshit.
What? Did you walk out? Oh
well,
my God.
To be fair, it was with an old group practice. So it wasn't my therapist. It was a therapist within.
Oh yeah. Then you were like, I have less respect for you. You need to stay out of the quote section.
Get out of please. Hobby Lobby's quote section.
That's it. Stay out of the wall art section of Home Goods, please. That None is so reductionist.
100%. Here's one. Enjoy the little things in life. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. Everybody knows that one. I might have actually had it on my wall at one point in my life. I'm not even kidding. Here's another one. Keep calm and carry on. That actually mm-hmm. should be an ad for Prozac. Another one. Every moment is a fresh beginning.
What?
Yeah.
It's not actually exactly the same moment that I had half an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 2 days ago, 25 days ago, and 5 years ago. That's kind of, you know.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage.
Well, that sounds like a fortune cookie.
I know. I'm like, okay, so if I'm not courageous, my life is shrinking?
Right.
That's depressing.
I'm sorry. Did you ever, I'm stuck on fortune cookie right now. Did you ever play that game where you read the fortune and then you say.
Isn't that like a girl talk version?
No, it was we just used to put the words at the end in bed or without your shirt on.
100% in.
Read it again, but put in bed at the end. That's a different episode, but I want you to do it.
Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage in bed.
See? It still works.
It works every time. We totally played that. Why do I feel like it was in like middle school too?
Wow. It's all, I'm still in middle school in my heart.
90s. It's because it was the 90s, girlfriend. Yeah, we love the 90s.
That's a good time.
But these quotes that have been shoved down our throat. Even more so, this idea that the little things in life are the ones that matter. I understand that, but that's usually from a place of looking back, not when you're in it. But that right. to me is such a daily grind focused quote where it's like, okay, mm-hmm. all these people are telling me, these people with all this wisdom are telling me that these are the moments that matter and I'm miserable and I'm not enjoying it. Right. Think about that.
Yes. Well, and I feel like there's this moralizing kind of our experience of our everyday in that, and that there's only one way to be, and that is present and grateful and enjoying. And I'm sorry, our bodies are not wired for that. We get no dopamine from another like Zero. Round of washing the dishes. And if we could just be like, hey, I mean, my quote would be like, lots of life is boring and dull. I mean, there would be more to it. I don't know what it'd be like, but some moments are. Enjoy those. You know, why do we have to feel like, why would we feel like the boring and dull and repetitive things? I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that they're not inherently interesting. And if that's all you have in your life, you're going to feel low.
Absolutely, which we have experienced. I hate to do this, but we got to take a quick commercial break. See you on the other side. So women I see are often burnt out. They have no time or energy to spare. They have a number of things in their life that require a lot of their attention. Mm-hmm. And they feel like doing anything outside of what they're already doing requires energy, which go back to being burnt out. Or they feel like it's going to take away from the attention that they're giving elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the recipe for insanity. Right. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting it to give us a different response. response.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's really ironic. So we just did an episode on putting down your phone. What I find that happens is that I'm bored. So then I check my phone. Then my phone feeds me some bullshit that like I should enjoy every moment of my life. But now I feel worse because I was just on my phone. So physiologically, I feel worse. And I'm also not present, right? So there's no kind of like even peaceful, there's no sort of even like low level, I would not say low level pain, but the pain of the repetitive, right? That's actually important for us to experience kind of discomfort, and doing the same thing on repeat is uncomfortable. So we exit that by distracting ourselves with our phones, getting a little quick hit of dopamine, then feeling shittier, and meanwhile getting the message that you're supposed to be enjoying it and then going, why don't I enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, as you say it, my thought is, how do we think this should be fun? Like, what is fun about that? And yet it comes down to, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, right? So either one, we can question it, right? Which is actually a good thing, right? We can question how we can change it. However, this can often give us this feeling that now we need to add more to our plate, right? So we've talked about this with adding a new book, right? This book, this podcast, this is why we started this podcast. Because we were so tired as women of being fed this bullshit of you need to do more. And what I find is we as women, when we question the daily grind and why we don't enjoy it, if it leads to action, that then puts us in a place of do more, be better.
Although if it leads to action, like starting a podcast.
Okay, fair. Don't do that.
Don't start a podcast. There's a lot of work.
It's so much work.
But do you know what I'm saying? You just, there's that question of like, so what do we do? And for us in the last year, it was, let's do this something different. This thing that's challenging. There's plenty of like pain associated with
it. So much pain.
Also something new and something exciting and something engaging. And then it has its own set of repetitive stuff that you have to do. And I think that's part of what we do to address.
Well, I think it's also quick fix, because change, if we look at change, it is sustaining something for a long period of time. I always like the example of meditation. How many times in my office or me myself start meditating and expecting to feel different after one time of doing it?
Right.
It doesn't work. You've got to dedicate time to this new plan, this new activity, this new way of doing things. It doesn't happen overnight.
Everything that we do at best is a mixed bag. We have something that brings a little excitement, and we have then the associated tasks with it that are a grind. And it's not weird or wrong or bad that you notice that the grind is a grind, right? And if we just let that run on repeat, if it was just dishes, laundry, kids out the door, buy things on Amazon, return things from Amazon, and it was only that, you would feel low. You would feel down, and that would make sense. I don't care what quote you throw at it.
Exactly.
We could just let that be true. There are lots of life is boring shit.
And then there's this whole other aspect of, right? I felt it with that email, is where you don't question it and you kind of grin and bear it and assume it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that lead to? Well, you feel like crap,
right?
A lot of shame and guilt,
right?
I hear this one all the time. What do I have to complain about? Others have it so much worse than I do, which go back, referencing another
that's our very first episode.
It's coming full circle.
Yeah, girl, do you remember when that started with that little show choir moment where the little kiddos were singing about the daily grind?
I have goosebumps thinking about it. But with the daily grind, when we don't question it, or we feel like we're not allowed to question it, because if we complain, well, then we're selfish or we're lazy, we're whiny women.
Yeah. Or even if we notice, that means we're complaining. I'm just noticing, guy.
Just noticing that this isn't working for me. But I think about my days of being a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, what I would tell this listener too is I've looked back at being a stay-at-home mom. And I remember, it's kind of embarrassing to admit, to be honest. I remember I took a nap every afternoon. And I'm not talking like a 20-minute nap, like hours in the afternoon while my oldest was sleeping and then while both were sleeping when I had the two. And I remember, I will never forget telling people that, like, because I was feeling a lot of guilt and shame. Not really guilt, shame. It was definitely shame about taking these naps. And everybody tried to talk me out of it and say, well, you have young kids. Mm-hmm. You're so exhausted. No, I was fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Whether that was clinical or not, I don't know. I can't diagnose myself, right? But I will tell you, compared to how I feel today,
yeah,
I was depressed.
Yes. And it's such a slippery slope, right? Because I love a nap. I think it's the best. For me, it did go from that reality of like, I'm up four times a night or nursing. I have the physiological need for rest. Mm-hmm. Get it, girl.
Oh, yeah. If you're up all night, sleep.
Also, you know, then it turns into your habit, your routine. Then you're not all up all night, but you're still sleeping during the day. And honestly, a lot of times I would lay in bed. I would be like, I'm going to sleep. And if I was honest about it, it would be because I dreaded whatever else I had to do.
Totally.
And it was too much and I was bored and it was too much and too boring. And so I would just like get in bed because I like couldn't figure out what to do next. And, you know, and I'd be like, oh, well, a nap is always good. And to your point, it can be in a season and then it might not be.
Also, and I think this is part of the daily grind, I was disconnected and I was lonely. There's no community in the daily grind. Nobody's sitting there like giving me a high five when I'm doing my laundry.
Right.
I'm not like getting connection with somebody. I'm alone. Mm-hmm. And how often are we alone in the daily grind?
Yeah. And that is a cultural thing because I really do believe that there was this village in the past where cooking was communal and going to get the water was communal and tending the children was communal. And we've lost all of that. So we are just women alone in our houses with these unrealistic standards that we see on the internet and just like kind of, grinding away at it by ourselves. And also then feeling guilty that we don't love that. And that's just a setup, man.
You are absolutely correct. It is a setup. And not to be a broken record, but I'm going to reference another episode because Honey, We Lost Our Village is another one that we really talk about that. So I think decades, centuries ago, the daily grind had a lot more community, had a lot more connection. We've got to normalize that the daily grind is actually usually done in isolation nowadays. Yeah. And to expect that to make us feel good. I don't know if it's realistic.
And our culture expects us to be productive every minute of every day. So not only are we doing this stuff in isolation, we don't believe in downtime. You know, how many times am I working with a woman who goes, but I can't even imagine just sitting down and reading the book that I want. What would my kids do? How I would be falling behind. We don't value play and fun and things
boredom.
That are just enjoyable. Right. We don't value
Let
any
your kids
of that
be
stuff.
Bored. None of us do. Let your kids, I can't sit down and read a book. My kids be all over me, right? Because they're bored and they want you to entertain them.
Right.
And we're so used to entertainment, right? That's a part of it. We're not comfortable with the boredom of it.
For sure. But we just don't allow any of that stuff that would make our day a little bit nicer, something just for fun. And so we're just by ourselves with our never-ending to-do list.
And I think when we're looking at the daily grind, I want to separate kind of two pieces of it because one, I want to just normalize that the daily grind is not fun. It is often not fun at all. A lot of us, most of us, any of us who admit it would say, yeah, it's the stuff I have to do, not the stuff I want to do. So I want to speak to women who feel like they should be enjoying that daily grind and say, no. We were never meant to. Physiologically speaking, we get nothing from it other than a little bit of a cleaner house, which could make our brains less chaotic. But from a reward system, nada.
Right.
What I do want to say, and maybe you can speak to this a little because of what you do in your practice, is sometimes though, when we're the one who is napping for hours every single day, it can lead to actual depression.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So the problem is there. And then the answer is there too. Before we jump though, one thing that I think is true that will help with this situation that we're talking about. So the grind in and of itself is not pleasant, right? Doing laundry is not engaging. And the opportunity to experience joy, right? Their little bullshit quote about the little things. It only comes if you're willing to be in the boredom of the thing that you're doing so that when your kid comes in and says something funny, you're like, oh, ha, that was funny, you know? Or, you know, when you take that breath and you go, oh, I am done with laundry for today, right? There's a little pleasure in that. There's no pleasure in this stuff if we distract ourselves during the boring stuff and then we don't notice those little moments. But as you mentioned before, when you're napping all day or all afternoon or whatever, especially when that's not related to a need for sleep, it can lead you to, like, excessive sleep is a sign of depression, right? So the behavior can actually kind of drive the feeling, you know, and the feeling drives the behavior. It's very much a cycle, right? The actual answer, the therapist answer for depression is called behavioral activation for depression. I remember learning about this in graduate school and being like, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. In order to not be depressed, you have to do the things that the person who is not depressed does, and you keep doing them until you feel not depressed. And so we have to reconnect with what it is that brings us joy. You know, and if we don't feel any joy right now in the things we do every day, be like, what does a person who is happy, what do they do?
Yes.
Move your body, see a friend, do something just for fun. That's probably it. I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I think you have to take the daily grind, the things that we cannot get away from, right? There are things we have to do, but also say, wait a minute, what gives me joy? What brings me joy?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Right.
For me, all the time it's connection, but real connection, not phone connection, not email connection, true face-to-face connection, which means sometimes, because something does have to give, we can't add more. I very much believe as women, we already have an overflowing plate. We can't add more to the plate.
Right.
However, sometimes it's about telling ourselves the laundry can wait.
Right.
Sometimes it's about going to bed, which is hard for me, with a dirty kitchen. It's saying it is okay and giving ourselves permission to do that, knowing that it will get done. And also, if you remember nothing, it's that a lot of the times the daily grind, we can find joy in it. Don't get me wrong, moments of joy, but that in and of itself doesn't often give us pleasure.
Yes.
We have to find little pieces that do. And to do that, we have to say it's okay.
Right. Yeah. Without distraction, see how you feel day to day. See if there is a moment of enjoyment and then think about what do you like? I get pleasure from being outside. Okay. So be outside, you know? I weirdly get pleasure from pulling weeds from my garden. Not because, I don't know, there's just something like,
I get it.
Happy about it, you know?
Totally get it.
And I think of people that I work with who, they love art. And I know that I love reading my book. I'm super exciting. But you gotta give yourself permission to do that stuff in the midst of the everyday stuff, not just in the margins of the day.
Exactly. To the women listening, it's important to remember that the daily grind wasn't designed to bring us joy. It's okay not to love every moment of it. That's why it's crucial to make time for the things that bring us joy, nourish our souls, and give us a little dopamine boost. Whether it's a hobby, a passion project, or simply a moment of quiet reflection, prioritizing these moments is key to maintaining our well-being. And most importantly, do not forget, you deserve it. Thanks for joining us today on the Honest Women Podcast. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast app. That way, you'll never miss out on our honest conversation. We're all about spreading the love, so why not share the podcast with the amazing women in your life? You know, the ones who would appreciate knowing they are not alone. For more behind-the-scenes fun and updates, follow us on Instagram at Honest Women Podcast. We'd love to connect with you there. Got something to say? We are all ears. Drop us a line at hello@honestwomenpodcast.com or visit our website at www.honestwomenpodcast.com. Your feedback means the world to us.